أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with Surah Al-Isra, we will now today look at section 6, which is ayat 61 to 65. And this focuses on Shaitan. It's a transition into the story of Shaitan, because we ended at ayah 60 with talks about rebellion, and here Allah is pointing out the cause of that rebelliousness, which is disobedience to the Creator and arrogance. By extension, this is looking at the arrogance of the Quraysh, which is highlighted. So in this section, we see Shaitan, who refuses to obey Allah. He's an arrogant bully. He threatens to deceive human beings, but Allah says those who are attached to him, the slaves of Allah, are protected from Shaitan. So let's first look at an introduction to Shaitan. See, Allah, on the creation of Prophet Adam, commands all of the angels to do sajda before him. Iblis is a jinn. He refuses to do so, and he claims he was better as he was created from fire and Adam was created of dust. His refusal to obey divinity leads him to dismissal from his position, but he's allowed respite because he asks for it until the day of Qiyamah. He swears to divert human beings, but those who are the slaves of Allah are promised immunity. Now, the word Iblis appears 11 times in the Quran. Shaitan and its plural Shayateen appear 88 times. So let's look at him. He starts off at Azazil. And Azazil means one who is close to Allah, because he worshipped Allah for long periods of time. When he refused to obey Allah because of his arrogance, he's called Iblis, which actually means one who is despaired of Allah's mercy, one who's devoid of Allah's mercy. He was then called Shaitan, which means one who deceives or one who is rebellious. Iblis refers to a particular creation. Shaitan or Shayateen refer to any harmful, deviating and rebellious entity, be it human, be it jinn or any other creation. Iblis is referred to as Shaitan because of his corruption, his harmfulness and his rebellious nature. So with that in mind, let's just look at the ayat and go over them. So ayah 61, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ تَسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَلَّا أَسْجُدُوا لِمَنْ خَلَقْتَ تِينًا. And when we said to the angels, do sajda to Adam, they all did sajda, but Iblis did not. He said, shall I prostrate? Shall I do sajda to him whom you have created of dust? قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيَّ لَإِنْ نَقَرْتَنِي لَا يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. He said, tell me, is this he whom you have honored above me? Well, you should respite me to the day of Qiyamah, and I will definitely cause his progeny to perish except a few. The word used is لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ. It comes from ihtinak, which is when a swarm of insects destroy crops. So Iblis uses it to describe what he will do to the good of humankind. He will eat away their good, so they will become worthless. Now Allah says, Qala, idhab, go away. فَمَنْ تَبِيَقَ مِنْهُمْ For whoever will follow you from them. فَإِنَّ جَهَنَّمَ جَزَاؤُكُمْ جَزَاءً مَوْفُورًا. For them, surely Jahannam will be, or the fire will be, their compensation. And Allah continues, وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ وَعَجْلِبَ لَهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجْلِكَ وَشَارِقْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَعِدْهُمْ وَمَا يَعِدُهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا. Whoever you make slip, in other words, those whom you weaken with your intimidating words or voice, or collect against them your forces, whether they're riding or on foot, or share with them in wealth and knowledge, and if you promise them all kinds of things, and then Allah is telling us, Shaitan only makes deceiving promises. And then Allah ends it so beautifully. He says, Inna ibadi, indeed, for my abd, for my servants, for my slaves, laysa laka alayhim sultan. He has no authority. He's telling Shaitan, you have no authority over them. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. And your Rabb is sufficient as a protector. You remember this part, وَكِيلًا. It was when we mentioned, when the Torah was mentioned in section 2, Allah says this is the crux of revelation, making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our protector, as the one we trust in. Inshallah, we will continue with section 7 tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.